Cabin First Class, Brandon Nelson. On this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, Personnel Reliability Assurance Program and Red Hawk Climate Testing. The Personnel Reliability Assurance Program, or PRAP, is the overarching designation for two Air Force reliability programs, the Personnel Reliability Program and Arming and Use of Force. These programs are responsible for monitoring and providing medical care to airmen who operate special equipment to ensure they are physically and mentally fit to perform their duties.
Airmen assigned to the 31st Medical Group who work with PREP patients receive additional training and follow specific administrative procedures and processes when providing medical care. PREP monitors ensure these processes are maintained and followed. A competent medical authority, or CMA, oversees the entire PREP program and are trained to identify potential factors that could impair an airman from reliably performing their duties. It is their responsibility to make medical recommendations and advise the commander on service members' statuses. Staff Sergeant Destiny Henderson, 31st Operational Medical Readiness Squadron, Alternate PREP Monitor, explains how everyone in the medical treatment facility plays a role when it comes to PREP patients.
We've developed processes from the moment PREP members check in for medical appointments until they are released, just to ensure they can safely and reliably perform their duties. Everyone from our front desk admin staff to our lab, radiology, and pharmacy staff, all the way up to our key players with our PREP monitors and CMAs, are trained on all of these processes.
Henderson also reminds PREP members that they are required to report any off-base medical care or treatment, as well as notify the MTF before starting any new prescribed medications. I am Technical Sergeant Stephanie Longoria, AFN News.
Red Hawk Climate Testing. With your Air Force News, I'm Technical Sergeant Eric Mann. A T-7A Red Hawk arrived at Eglin Air Force Base, Florida, to start a series of climate testing at the McKinley Climatic Lab. The climatic chamber testing will evaluate the T-7A's aircraft system performance while operating in extreme environmental conditions, consisting of minus 25 degrees to 110 degrees of sustained temperatures. Dr. Troy Hoger, Air Force Lifecycle Management Center's T-7A Chief Developmental Tester, says the climatic lab provides a deliberate and methodical way for the Air Force to ensure the new aircraft meets all requirements. According to Hoger, the T-7A's advanced mission systems, glass touchscreen cockpit, stadium seating, and embedded training capability will make a fundamental difference in future pilot training. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Airman First Class, Brandon Nelson.